The Trash Court Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com.
Overkill Derby products at OverkillDerby.com.
Boat Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015.
Demo Derby Master.
Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com.
And Derby Ink Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Ink.
This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to the Crash Course Podcast. Been waiting 2 years to say this. This is episode number 100. Going to have all sorts of different conversation for everybody through the course of the night. I thought Jake Sherman was on his way here. We've got Brian Tompkins here, who's been here from the get-go. Also got joining us here in the studio, we've got Ben Haast and Josh Decker making a celebrity appearance.
I was on 1 and 100.
Fire Marshal said I couldn't use fire explosives, so I guess this is kind of a little mediocre.
I am happy to report that Brian Tompkins did not come through on all of his threats. It is only the four of us here at the studio.
What were you threatening?
He had all sorts of plans.
He was
going to start throwing away literally dozens of dollars and get all sorts of women of ill repute here.
Oh, nice.
Stand around with no teeth and bikinis. It was going to be awesome. It was going to be a remarkable event.
Yeah,
well, pretty much. Some of Seneca County's finest. he was gonna get a weekend pass from a couple of his coworkers.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Babysitters.
I don't know about that.
No. I don't want to get you in trouble. It was
so
all
did you ever think 100?
Yes. Well, yes, you know. I knew for sure that it was going to be 100.
What's your max numbers? Are going to be 1,000?
I'll tell you what.
It's funny you should say that. I had somebody ask me, how long are shirts going to be on sale? I'm like, well, until I stop selling them. Well, when's that going to be? I don't know. I haven't done until I go finally broke.
Yeah. You go bankrupt.
Finally and fully.
At this point, the bank still lets me use the van, so we're going to keep going. You know what I mean?
Register in different names. Yeah, you can't find it.
Yeah.
It reminds me, Ben, I had something to talk to you about after the show.
It's all right.
You mind holding on to a mortgage for a little bit? I promise I'm good for the money.
We'll all chip in.
Yeah. I'll chip in. So episode 100, by all means, if you want to, call in. Give some of your thoughts, 315-712-0104. Tonight's episode being donated to Team Martin. Get online. You can go to the Crash Course donation page, and you can make donations right there. Everything that we bring in through this hour and a half until the Finger Lakes Golfer podcast shuts us down.
Kristen saying she has no sound for her podcast.
She has no sound for the podcast.
Turn the volume up.
And she's wondering if it was just her or everybody.
Ask Ben.
Can she hear shit? Damn.
I don't know. Let me see.
Does it sound like we're all going out?
I've got you in the headset. I don't know. Let me see here.
Want me to throw an F bomb out there? See if she can hear it.
Just for the 100.
I hear you.
I've got nothing here. Nothing that indicates there's any problems here. I don't dare go through and redo it because it's going to be nothing but headache if we do that.
No, the.
It looks like everything's fine. I mean, we're recording live here. I don't know. I don't know. That's exactly what I was hoping to hear too. It's like as a side note, we can't hear you.
I gotta make a nice compliment to our buddy Josh Buell. Obviously, Chris has already mentioned that any donations from tonight's show will be going to Team Martin. And Josh Buell, with all the love and happiness and positiveness he has.
The new man that he is.
Let me just interrupt you just one quick second and come back to that. You can get back to it. Dan Bolton says that he can hear us fine. So that being the case, the only person in the country that has to hear us is hearing it right now.
Right.
So
wait,
the rest of you, deal with it.
It's because she's not in the country. It might be a Canadian thing.
So Josh Buell. Josh Buell makes his pitch. Okay, all you cheap.
You there?
Yes, SOBs.
Oh, no.
Mother effers.
F words. I heard all donations here tonight. I like it, though. He drops the F-bomb. But, yeah, every donation tonight goes to Team Martin. So if anybody's, please donate.
Yeah, the link's up there. If you go to shop.smashjumper.com. And if you just type in donation, there's everything from $5 to $100, front to back. Our first caller of the night. I'm scared to death what this is going to bring. This is Dan Bolton. Dan, welcome to the show.
Dan, you got to go to bed.
He's got cheating to do on a Mopar somewhere.
That's true.
Dan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. There's Dan Bolton, everybody. Dan Bolton. Dan, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, this is kind of a messed up deal. I got to walk away from the iPad because I'm watching you doing one thing and we're doing something else.
Okay. Nice. Well, hey, there's Jake Sherman. There's a spot for you right over there between Josh and
that. You sit in my lap.
But, damn, man, had a chance to watch you run a couple times this year, and I saw you posted a picture of the Cordoba's finally all done for.
It is officially scrap, bud. Yep, it's had three good runs on it, and kind of funny. It ended up in the hands of Dan Godfrey at the down in Owego there.
I think that's really cool. That it was a picture of Weissman's getting all it was squashed pretty flat. So now that that car's run three times, by that math, we should see a run again in about 6 years.
Oh, you're too funny, buddy. No, I got a couple sitting over here on the lawn. I kind of had in mind where I was going to take them next year, but kind of changed the plan, so I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet. I got to find a couple shorts where we can take an Imperial and build it up good and see what's out there.
Yeah.
Well, but, Brookfield would be one of them.
Oh, yeah. There's pretty open rules at Brookfield. You can build it and take
fairly
it
open.
Yeah, you know, guys are going to laugh at me when I say this, but Brookfield's not one of my favorite tracks. I ran there years ago, and I had some bad luck up there, and I haven't been back since.
Yeah, that's one way to get the monkey off your back. Go, absolutely. Go knock it off the tree branch.
That'll, yeah.
That's true. That is true.
Well, I got that mic up. We got Jake Sherman joining us here. Where did you go, sir? What happened there?
I just broke it.
I did, apparently.
Turns out 2.5 hours, not enough time to get here.
It's a skinny pedal under the right foot. That down a little farther, you'll get here.
You know why Dan's great to have on here, actually? I don't know if Dan ever said this to you, Chris, but Dan, like, almost was virtually retired, you know? And Dan has said to me a couple times that, like, something that keeps him, like, motivated sometimes is our show. Is us going out places and showing new stuff. And Dan's like the perfect person to celebrate 100 with us because he's probably watched about 100 of the episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very cool.
Or he just builds a car and then sells it.
Well, yeah, that's easy money for Dan.
Yeah, easy money.
I like watching Dan run, tend to do a couple things quick.
Dan did a nice job at the second Morris show.
Yeah, when somebody goes by, when you're at a derby and you're an official and you're standing on a track and a car goes by and you hear the four barrels open up, that makes my
night. Yeah, I had a blast down there, man. The first couple runs, you know how it goes, man. When you get out there, things trying to work out the bugs. But the second time around, man, I was putting to the floor and trying to put on a show for fans out there, and it did. It opened up right by you, Ben, and man, did I wallop the corner of that Chrysler. I forget who was in that.
I was smiling.
I backed away and put another one right into him there. I felt bad when it was all said and done.
Yeah. I was smiling ear to ear, man. Yeah. That makes all the headaches all day long go away.
Absolutely.
After when guys do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm definitely a long, dry, narrow track kind of driver. I don't really care for those big square box arenas kind of like up the wall. And I feel as though you get penalized, you know, if you line somebody up for a full track shot and next thing you know somebody's lining you up. If the narrow tracks, you can kind of stay in a line, pick a line, and you can just keep moving back and forth.
Yep. So, Dan, man, appreciate you calling in. We've already missed two phone calls.
Well, I'm telling you what's messed up. I'm grilling steaks out here on the grill, and I got the iPad on. I'm watching you guys. There's a delay here, so I had to walk away from the iPad because I'm listening to you guys say one thing. I thought I'd be able to hear myself talking to you, so I had to get away from it so I could hear you guys.
No, that's not how it works, sir.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Yeah, there's definitely a delay. But
I think here
you've got about... I think you got about a 13 to 15 second delay here. When we're out in the field, it's usually about 30.
You would think someone on TV as much as Dan, you would know that, Dan.
You know, guys, I'm not quite.
I know Dan co-hosted.
Decker, so
actually, on the topic of that, why don't we why don't we jump jump backwards a little bit and let you have a look at where things were way back on episode number one. Unless it's not going to let us do that. There we
and
go.
And when you might be joining us, I am Chris Marquardt, and this is the Crash
Course. Yeah, that doesn't seem like it was all that long ago either, does it?
We've got Brian Tompkins. There's lovely Brian. He's going to be joining us. He's going to be the co-host pretty much from here on out, or until we get so fed of him that we kick him out.
And Brian, was that your other haircut?
That was my other haircut. Yeah.
Later on, there is the one, the only.
Josh Dacher. Look at that goofy-looking bastard.
Just give you a little bit of a rundown on what we're about. This is the first...
That must have been around when you had taters on.
Yeah, it was the night we had the taters on.
Nah,
it was
week,
that second
nah,
show.
Week before, yeah.
Front to back from here right in New York, all the way down into Pennsylvania.
It was all good until we got to the elevator, then the one started getting mouthy.
Always afterwards.
If anybody out there wants to be a guest on the show, feel free to get a hold of us.
Burning the steaks now.
Put more beer on them.
/CrashCoursePodcast. Out there trying to not just make put on a show, but also get a win.
Great question. First, let me say that I actually respect those guys. It's okay, not derby.
Shut this
up!
No one
was
there. Stupid idiots talking again. Shut it up.
Everybody loves Josh Dacher.
Nah.
I
don't think so.
I understand and just want to junk me at one show. I understand that. That's fine. They want to make some hard hits.
It's funny how Josh hasn't changed at all.
In their words, they junked you.
Yes.
It actually looks like Josh has lost a little weight. Well, either that or just the TV.
Your wagon was out there and you got hit in the right rear corner.
There we
it's
go.
Not eating for long periods at a time.
Yeah,
for a little bit.
You'll not give a fuck. Then you lose some weight. That's
a little bit of where we came from in episode one. Man. It was almost painful to watch that back. And I don't know what Dan's doing over there. I'm about to hang up on him.
Dan, we're hanging up on you.
What are you doing over there? You're jabbering away. You got 75 people over there or what?
Oh man, I'm telling you, I just about blew up gasket. My daughter and I are trying to grill steaks on a grill over here, and she's trying to turn off the iPad. I'm like, listen. Be quiet, please. And, hey, you tell Josh, got a lead on a 77 New York or fresh out of Virginia. I think I'm going to go pick it up next weekend.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Get it and then sell it to me. Great idea.
Can't go with that.
You got to go with me, buddy. You're not getting out of it.
All right, deal.
Excellent. Well, hey, Dan, man, thanks for calling in, and we'll be catching up with you here soon. By all means, if anybody else wants to give us a ring, Dan, thanks a lot. Have fun with your steaks.
Hey, thanks, Chris, and keep doing what you're doing. You guys are doing a great job.
We'll do what we can.
Dude, I remember when Chris asked me the first time.
We missed three calls.
I remember when Chris asked me to do this. You know, and it's like I was right on it. Anything Chris ever. Now I don't know about other people. Whenever Chris was when he started making DVDs, anything he made, I bought it, right. And I think that's what got me in here. Because everything
who we
that
talking
made,
with?
I just bought every DVD.
Who
every,
we talking with?
You know?
Hey, man, let me put you in.
And luckily, it hooked me on the show. It could have been any of you, but none of you spent your money like I did. This could have been anyone.
You did not buy a spot.
I
what you did is,
with my money. Got, no,
it had nothing to do with that. It had absolutely nothing to do with that. Josh Beal joining us here on the DerbyParts.com hotline. It had nothing to do with how much money you spent. It had to do with the fact that you got a fist fight at Gates County.
Well,
the
that
week,
helped too. That.
Like literally weeks before. We had to have something. I had highlights of this. We had to have something to put on there because we taped the choke of the fight. Brian was down there on the track. He's going to be the co-host. We put an APB out. So who wants to be in a podcast? And everybody's like, Brian's like, I'll do it.
Yeah. And about 2 days later, I'm like, sure, I'll do it. And Chris is like, well, Brian's already on there. I'm like, all right, well, I'll be on there.
Yep. Perfect. And that's really how much forethought went into putting this together. It's like we did the 31st lap for 2 years. By the way, 31st lap, I hope you hear us knocking on the door because we're catching you. You've been around for 4 years, and you have 173 episodes or something like that. We've been around for two, and we've already done more live events. We've already done more live races. So
more states, more country.
More states.
Country yet.
We haven't been to another country yet, but we have been to Minnesota a couple times, so short accounts.
That's
pretty far north.
Definitely.
We've been to Utah, which is like a different world.
Definitely.
It's a different world.
Definitely.
I didn't want to hear about Utah.
It's all you, Ben.
It's been a ton of fun. You know, we've been live 18 times this year. Coming up on, I think it was October 12th or October 18th, something like that, was our first live stream, which we did accidentally at New Alex. And then before that, we were on the pay-per-view with Blizzard Bash out in Kansas, Topeka, Kansas. We did that, and then we turned around, we did our own at New Alex, and then we went back out there, and I mean, the rest was history with some of the stuff that we've done since then. Been a lot of fun. Josh, man, how are you tonight?
Oh, not too bad.
What's new?
Listen, I just wanted to call just to get Dan to hang up.
That's the Josh Buell we know about.
Just go away.
Man, he's not saying anything. He's talking about the same stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, we had some messages that were sent in asking us some of our thoughts on some stuff. Abuel's had the chance to get out there and see some of this. They weren't going to, these folks that were sending them in, all sorts of different walks of life that were sending these things. One of the first questions was, and this was one that I alluded to, Brian, we were talking last week, and the most aggressive drivers basically in a feature. Where did you see the most aggressive drivers in a feature? And a couple of the ones to keep a look at were Kings of Old School 2015. Brookfield Superstocks 2015, the Wire Class at Bash for Cash 2015. So how do you go through it? You know, we didn't even get into the fact. Talk about 2014 when we went to Winter Slam and Kurt Zacharias annihilated everybody and one heavy hitter.
I gotta say, Klinger runs the same all the time, though.
He didn't do anything special at Bash for Cash. He just went out and turned everything inside out and happened to win.
Yeah, that was just his normal run.
But I mean, he's a very successful driver. Take nothing away from him.
You know, I don't know if I can pick one.
Well, you have to, because they need an answer.
The most aggressive, overall most aggressive feature.
It wasn't Decker, we know that. Actually, Decker got a heavy hitter at Winter Slam and got one in Kentucky.
And got one in Brookville.
And yeah, we don't count
that
one.
He won at Winter Slam? I thought he didn't.
Oh, no, he did. Well, the first year we went there, he got heavy hitter.
I think so.
I think overall, most aggressive.
Probably got best paint at Winter Slam.
I think probably Brookville Superstock this year.
I agree.
If you do a most aggressive feature, if you do a most aggressive heat,
okay,
it's Blizzard Bash.
Well, yeah, it was 48 seconds.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't even think of that.
You know, I thought it was interesting that the list that we were given to pick from didn't have Blizzard Bash on it. How can you?
Because it wasn't a really aggressive feature.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of those preliminary features that we saw were outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Leafed 80s class that we saw out there.
Hold on. Look at Utah. I mean, they were hitting each other at 40.
Right.
The guy flipped over and fell out of his car and fell back in. I mean, it's not aggressive enough. Yeah. Who was that again?
Come on. Steve Blankenship.
Blankenship. That was awesome.
But you know what, though? What I go by is, like, junk cars afterwards. And I guess, I don't know if it's because there was more or, but I just, that Superstock show really holds a place for me.
Fuck that junk car shit. If somebody goes out there and they drive the way they drive, and you know them cars are built as hard as they're built, and they're fucking shit up, I'll say it, nonstop the whole heat.
That's for you, Christy King.
Christy, hope your audio's working.
You know what I mean? It's you're not going to have junk cars. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, if you got to go feature-wise, I mean, it's... I wasn't in Utah.
You know, sometimes, it's...
here for a shit show.
How dare you. You know, the thing is that, like, I hear sometimes people, like, trash on guys that drive hard, okay? And I don't know, like, you know, look at Buell this weekend. All them guys ran this weekend, 160 cars. People are talking about the guys that run their balls off. Winnie was one of them. Buell's running his balls off. You know, you go to a lot of derbies. How do you want to be remembered? Because, I don't know, sometimes I think about it. Yeah, you want to try to win, but then other times it's like people forget the winner. Yeah. But they didn't forget.
I don't want to be remembered by this last weekend.
What's that?
I don't want your name affiliated with mine, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's the same
Someone
thing.
Someone hang up
it's
on this guy.
Same thing. Look at how many views. Look at how many views and look at all the people talking about P. Hansen when he went out to Blizzard Bash.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He by no means won that derby, but let me tell you
it's a great example.
They all talk about him nonstop. That's all they talk about.
That's a very good point.
You know,
and it's tough because, like, I know probably all drivers a little bit want to be the best driver, like a true driver, and win the right way. But also sometimes, like, there's other guys that just want to go out there and junk shit. And sometimes that's just as cool to me.
That's how Richie's got his reputation.
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking up to Richie forever because Richie wrecked hundreds of cars right in front of me, and he gets out of them and hops in another, and he just didn't care. And, God, that's awesome.
And he wanted to be remembered
as a hard hitter.
As the guy that basically either put you in the hospital or knocked that guy's teeth out because he hit him so hard or went by at 40 and I jumped his shit in one shot.
But if you were to go back and think of a lot of drivers and just say, like, what's a memory of that driver? Most of the time it's like, oh, I remember when he just rolled, blah, 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 or he full tracked and almost killed, da, da, da. That's sometimes the biggest shots are like what gets you remembered.
Think about being young and in the pits. and guys would drive in. And you'd see guys drive in, you know, like Richie and some other guys. And
Englehart.
Yeah, you know, Rick, you know, some of the others. I mean, Rick went through a big scale through his, you know, his driving career, where driving styles. But I always liked it, enjoyed seeing the guys that come out onto the track, you know, and you say, well, that guy's a really good driver. He's got really good equipment. He's going to win. But then you see some of the guys drive on the track, and, you know, you feel, now you feel that adrenaline. Yes. Like, wow, this guy's going to be out there. Mm-hmm. Now it's
like
on.
Like Beersy, like, or that group back in the day. They used, and the Dixons. I mean, yeah. If they pull on that track, they're just junking shit. You
when
know?
You watch that hauler come in, and you see that car on there, and then you see the number, know who it is. Yep. And it's like, oh, man, it's going to be a good night. It's going to be hard hitting.
Well, on the topic of hard hitting and things along those lines, we do have a couple things that we've got to get to. We saw Brookfield Wheel Days over the weekend, and since we're getting out of a little bit of the DVD game, what we're going to do is sort of make some adjustments to how that whole program works and take you to this recap from Brookfield Wheel Days.
How the wheel does go around. Chad Winnie won his second straight Brookfield Wheel Day as a feature, driving a Cadillac to the victory for a friend and teammate Mike Green.
But I was down with my buddies, you know what I mean? Right. So you got to do what you got to do, you know? And we had a good time, and I'm happy to be here again, no doubt about it. It's hard. I hit Greeny on the other end, he's like, you know, he's like, what are you doing? And at that point, there was only three. We were down to three cars, and they were telling me I had to hit him. So, and I understand. You know what I mean? He understands.
But when it came down to you and Mike Green, he was pretty much out of luck, right?
Well, I was really worried because he's got an imp sub in that car.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that I did not want to go nose-to-nose with him. I was trying to avoid a nose-to-nose shot all I could. And then, you know, I'm not sure what happened with Mike, but he was sideways in the middle of the track, and I was able to, you know, get him inside. He was having trouble getting his car started. And here I am, winner, sir.
The 44th annual Brookfield Wheel Days, held the last weekend of September at the Madison County Fairgrounds in Brookfield, New York, is promoted by John King and King Smash 'em, Crash 'em Demolition Derbies. The event drew more than 160 cars again this year, attracting some of the region's top talent at the annual cleanup event. When he stole the show, serving notice, he's figured out the Cadillacs. He drove with the same aggressive style that led to his 2014 championship, and the win serves as number two this year. He won the Otsego County Fair in Morris this past July. Two features went down as ties. Jerry Gage was scored in a tie with Tom Goodspeed in the compact feature. Goodspeed was a weapon, levying hard hits, but was caught sideways in the corner by Gage. Gage couldn't move while Goodspeed was still running. Officials called it a draw.
Number 87, Tom Goodspeed from Morris.
Threw something together in 4 hours, and here we are.
How about it?
Would have been better to win it all, but...
Yeah. Pretty happy with your experience overall?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Excellent.
Steve Humphreyville and Scott Losey tied in the truck's feature. Humphreyville was about to be counted out when he was able to get this truck to refire one more time. Red flag was then retracted by officials, and he made eligible contact on the number 44 of Losey. It still went in the record book as a tie with a coin flip, deciding who took the trophy home. Humphreyville has some new hardware for his mantle.
That was my steering early on. I just hit what I could hit.
Make a hit on it, so that way you know I had the final head on, but... They fired his truck up. I got a little nervous there for a minute. Mine just wouldn't move. So just putting gear into the
top. Randy Miller won the Vans feature, driving the same van to his second Wheel Days win in as many years.
That's great. Second one with the same van is great. Oh, it's hard hitting tonight, though. I love the people we rode with tonight, run with. It's great, great hitting. I love this Wheel Day. It's perfect.
You did some serious damage to the third place 4Q car.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for the track officials.
I tried to make it easier for Pastor to get in.
Josh Beal won a heavy hitter award for his work in mid-sized V8 heat. He narrowly missed putting himself out of the park. At the end of the heat, he was poised to send Jerry Madsen flying, but missed and nearly left the track himself. To reduce the field of 160 entries, the four winners took a total of 16 rounds with an average time on the track of 6 minutes and 52 seconds. Here's a look at more bright spots from Wheelbase 2015.
And quick look back at Wheel Days. We're going to be trying to do that a little bit more here through the course of 2016, get some trackside interviews, stuff like that. Kind of neat. And then Dave King having a good run out there at the Lake Erie Rumble over the weekend as well. Josh, I appreciate you calling in, man. Any last thoughts here before we let you go?
What's that?
Any last thoughts here before we let you go?
Becker's a bagger, that's it.
Hey, real quick.
Thanks.
We just watched that video where you just drove yourself on the wall like an idiot. So we're laughing at you this time.
It's something with that dirt wall. I don't know.
Yeah, that wall hates you. That wall hates you. On the plus, he rolled it right on his side on that wall.
He did. Yeah. It was true. It's a true statement.
Good job on the trophies, too, Josh.
Oh, those
good.
Were awesome.
Yeah, trophies looked awesome.
Thank you. More to come.
Cool. Good.
Awesome, man. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, congrats on 100.
Thanks, man. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Dude, the ones there he made for King's old school, him and Rick, the orange ones, did you get to see a picture of them?
Yes.
Ooh, them things are badass.
Dude, tell me they weren't the sickest trophies you've ever seen.
They're badass. Awesome.
I watched
them. We can, we'll get into more of that here in a second. We do got to take a quick break. We will be right back.
The Crash Course would like to thank DerbyParts.com, an industry leader in aftermarket parts. DerbyParts.com has become the go-to source for builders looking to make one stop for all their derby needs. Proud partner of the Reckless Warrior Series and the title sponsor at the Bash for Cash, DerbyParts.com offers products from the top manufacturers in the industry, including fellow Reckless Warriors partners Brian Muir and Big Rock Derby Products, and performance aftermarket standouts MSD, Edelbrock, Schoenfeld, and Samson Tires. Inventory includes cradles, Ultra Bell, sliders, flex plates, pedal kits, mounts, fans, radiators, adapters, tanks, and much, much more. DerbyParts.com truly offers one-stop shopping for builders ready to perform at any level. Go online and check them out. From bumper to bumper, you can find it on DerbyParts.com.
Chaos in the Valley is on deck for October the 24th. JPG Towing and Jason and Penny Shipe ready to host the annual Tom's Brook Volunteer Fire Department Benefit Derby coming up this October. Last year it was Jason Koch coming away with the win in the full-size class, and this year promises to be even bigger. There's $4,000 guaranteed for the full-size winner and another $1,500 for the compact champion. The card also includes power wheels, trucks, lawnmowers, and a ladies-only event. All proceeds go to benefit Tom's Brook's Volunteer Fire Department. Direct questions to Jason Shipe at 540-335-7510. That's 540-335-7510. Or check online the National Big Money Events Board on WeCrash.com.
Dillon Derby Masters offers a wide array of stock derby parts and accessories that have all been derby tested. Demo Derby Masters also offers custom fabrication, meaning your homespun garage idea can become a finely produced reality. Their team of engineers and Demo Derby drivers have designed, manufactured, and derby tested all parts to ensure the quality and durability, even under the most extreme conditions. DemoDerbyMasters.com also carries a full line of helmets, fire suits, gloves, and belts, and Kaiser's own branded oils and fluids. Parts are manufactured, housed, and shipped out of their 140,000 square foot facility located in Cooperstown, Michigan. Order online at DemoDerbyMasters.com or contact them by phone at 800-472-2464 or email info@DemoDerbyMasters.com.
The Crash Course Podcast is proud to thank Overkill Derby Products for their continued support. Overkill is one of the original derby-specific vendors to jump up as the sport was exploding, and like their equipment, they're still standing. Overkill specializes in engine cradles, mounts, shifters, and gas pedals. Overkill also remains one of the only sources for Chrysler and Mopar engine armor. Jump online, check out Jeff at Overkill. Tell them you heard about Overkill on the Crash Course Podcast. That's Overkill Derby Products at OverkillDerby.com.
Ultimate Derby's Blizzard Bash is back this fall, the hallmark of the Kansas Expo Center's Derby schedule in Topeka, Kansas, has been expanded to 4 days this coming November. The event will include something for every fan within Demolition Derby. Inspection opens November 11th with a heat draw party in the Vendors Arena. Action starts November the 12th at 7 p.m. with the National Team Bracket and the Qualifying Team Bracket opening rounds. Action returns Friday, November the 13th with National Bracket and Team Bracket Round 2. The 80s Mod Heats and the 80s Leaf classes are also on the card. Saturday's card includes the 1,000 to win RC Derby planned for 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Vendors Area right in the Ski Inc. Pavilion. That's before the full-size cars take the track at 6 o'clock with B features for both the Team Brackets, the 80s Consi, the Stock 1 and Duns for Old Iron, the 80s and the Compacts, the Power Wheels Youth Division, and Pro Mods are also on Saturday's card. Championship Sunday rolls off at noon with modified compacts and old iron leading the charge, then trucks, the 80s feature, and the qualifying bracket feature leading to crowning the national championship in the team finale. All the action is available on pay-per-view and is presented in part by Speedway Motors, O'Reilly Auto Parts, in addition to DerbyTees.com, Near It Sliders, Ski Inc., Chambliss Welding, and Ultimate Derby. Don't forget, Ultimate Derby has Capital Carnage right around the corner, April 22nd to 24th, a $30,000 to win event is set for that last weekend of April right back at the Expo Center in Topeka, Kansas. For more information, visit www.blizzardbash.com or www.ultimatederby.com.
We're back.
Yeah, we sure are. We are back. Joining us on the hotline now is none other than Ben's mom. Ben's mom
I'm
calling.
That's awesome.
I know. Peggy has been a longtime supporter. I don't think she's missed an episode at all ever. And even when it was awful, I mean, like the live show from Stoneboro, she watched every 8 second that showed up. She did not shut that thing off. Peggy, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for letting me talk. I just want to tell you guys, I have watched this 100 times.
Wow.
How much enjoyment I've got out of it on Monday nights. And you guys do a great job, your whole group. You bring us some great shows. And I just want to thank you for bringing the family aspect into it. And women, I've often said, you know, there's a lot of women out there derbying. We need to hear more from them. I just think you do a great job. I'm really proud of all of you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Peggy.
Thanks, Mom.
Absolutely, thank you.
Welcome.
You know, she's been a big help because
night.
There's times in derbies she catches
Bye.
Stuff.
There goes
that
Peggy.
She'll message me something, and it's like, oh, yeah, Peggy's right there. She'll catch something that we're saying or not saying or whatever.
I'm sorry.
If Peggy, though,
if you're calling in, by the way, please call back. We're getting everybody who can. We're up to 9 missed calls. Yeah. We're trying to get to everybody.
Peggy has always been, like, the ultimate derby mom because, like, yeah. Ben's a few years older than me, so he started derbying before I did. And I would go over and, you know, do little things to help out and stuff. And his mom was always about supporting him when it came to derby, man. She is from day one, just loved the derbies and loved Ben derbying.
That's awesome.
Loved us derbying when we were running together. And, you know, when Ben finally built her car, you know, her car and Stacy's car, she was just, I mean, she was so happy. She got done, she second or first one year, the first year.
Second. She got second first. Stacy got first. She got second.
And then she she called every sponsor and thanked them. I mean,
she did every sponsor.
Oh, yeah. She was happier than, it was awesome. I mean, she is definitely like the derby mom. Like, my mom puts up with it, and she's not a fan. She worries, but she's not a fan. But I'm like,
now, mom's called me before where we've had real bad storms. She called me before telling me she was out in the garage sitting in my derby car because it's the safest place. She thought
probably some drifting.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's funny.
Ben's biggest fan calling in, Christy King from up in Canada.
Nice.
Hey guys, how
are you? Hey, what's going on?
100.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I assume
I have the Ben Hosta swear count going right now. It's kind of high already.
We're celebrating. It's the 100th. We got to do something special.
Ben's going to hit 100.
I dropped some bombs.
We hit 100 on the swear count, but we're not quite there yet.
No.
Keep moving. We are right now. We're approaching. I think it's up to. Wait, I just got another update. Looks like we're approaching $150 now for
good.
The gullies.
Not too
awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks
awesome.
Thank
good.
You for everybody. Please keep giving.
While we got Christy on the phone, Christy's seen some pictures of this thing already. Donnie Dana, who we talked a lot about, Donnie and his team at the Keystone National or at the Kings of Old School team show. Check this thing out. Check this Christmas order
that's
out.
Awesome.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's
sweet. That was one of the Crash Course cars. He sent that in. He is going to be He's going to be a vendor coming up here this February. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. But that thing is awesome. And Jess Vona, she's got a couple of these things on the way from Donnie Dana, and they are Mike Smith cars, which is pretty nice. Sweet, right?
Very cool.
And you got to get a hold of Donnie. He's the man. Donnie Dana, he does an excellent job. He's got his Facebook page. They've been all over the place. But Christy had a chance to see a couple pictures of that thing when it came in. She's trying to figure out how to get them shipped to Canada without them turning into glass shards.
Exactly. I wish.
Don't use UPS.
I know quite a few people that would love some of those.
Do not use UPS.
Yeah.
Do not use UPS.
And deliver them, but when we went through the checkpoint, they might think that, they'd be throwing them and everything else.
Yeah, with the kind of shady guys you are, they would probably think they're full of something.
There's only one shady guy in... Josh usually leads the way, so we're all right.
That's the guy right there.
We'll send them with Josh. We'll send them with Josh.
They just smile wide.
They just start asking me questions. They start swearing, and then they're taking away in cuffs.
What are you so nervous about, sir?
Yeah, what are you so nervous about? Everybody else is saying, no, that's just the way you normally is.
He always swears like that. Ask his mom.
I don't like Ben has to worry about him drilling him. I think he's pretty much used to that.
Yeah.
What else you got in there?
Yeah.
Well, we've had the good fortune of Christy coming on and helping us a couple times. She's been on the
show,
the live stream. She was at Kings of Old School. And then she's been on in the studio before in a blizzard.
Yeah,
arriving in an hour long show. They showed up about 47 minutes late, but this year they still made it.
Believe it's one of the Canadian contingent to pick the biggest blizzard we haven't had in 10 years to drive down here and be on the show, but. They did it, and they made it.
Jeff showed up late. We showed up with, like, seconds to spare before you went live.
Yeah.
It did happen. Yeah, that's right.
Jeff and his fiancée were late. But,
but, you know, the first time I ever met Chris, I have to tell you guys this really quick. So I was looking for a Derby magazine to give to Devin for a Christmas gift, right? And I'm looking and looking. I can't find one anywhere. I'm thinking, how the hell can I not find a Derby magazine anywhere? Well, I come across Derby Inc. So I sent Chris a message, and I go, hey, Chris, do you want to do an article on Derby North on some kind of like Canadian content thing for your article? He goes, sure, go ahead, write it. I was like, who are you? And that's how this whole entire thing started. And I got to meet all you guys. So it's been a great kind of venture for the last 2 years, kind of helping out and writing stuff and having fun. And it's been fun with you guys.
Yep.
I enjoy it.
Up and out.
I like seeing Christy and Melanie. The photos that they take are
awesome.
She's awesome.
Yeah, don't forget the Zetters.
And not just, I mean, hundreds of photos per event. It's great. It's great seeing them.
Yep.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks. It's been fun. Well, anyway, you've got lots of people calling, so I'm going to let you go. But congrats on the 100th episode, and hope to see another 100 more.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Christy.
We're discussing that.
Yeah.
Well, I think 100's a lot more.
Yeah.
100.
You know, I mean, think about how many we've actually done when you start measuring all the live stuff. Blizzard Bash, we did 10 of them.
But think it's about, crazy. Like, from when we started, let's think about this for a second. On episode one, we didn't talk to no Canadians. I didn't.
No.
I mean, first off, who was Jeff?
No, we talked to
no
you.
One knew. Yeah.
We talked to you and nobody cared who you were.
That's how much.
By episode five, you were like nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
By episode four, he was getting hate mail.
Yeah. Episode two, actually.
Off reruns.
I think episode six, he had his first ride at a foreign state.
Yeah, that's true. Very early. Yeah. Thank you, Jesse Keel. All that was Jesse Keel, which I love Jesse Keel.
Who doesn't love some bleeding kidneys?
We changed the landscape. Not we, but this show has helped the landscape change. When was Canadians hanging out with New Yorkers, which are hanging out with Illinois, Kansas?
Well, I think this brings us to one of the questions that we had sent in. Where is Derby now versus where the Derby landscape was when we started?
I think, in our opinion,
because everybody was putting the epitaph on it.
I think we definitely opened the eyes up. We brought eyes to so many different areas, easily brought eyes to so many different areas and so many different events that it just brought – it's just – bonded everybody,
you know,
brought
when,
everybody together. I mean,
when you went on
awesome.
WeCrash, because WeCrash has kind of died, right? I don't know anyone goes on it. But for a while, WeCrash is how everyone kind of communicated.
Right.
And you saw it on WeCrash, but there was something, and I'll be the first to say it. I hated Vix, right? I saw him on WeCrash. Like, these things are stupid hunks of crap. Then I went to Blizzard Bash, and holy shit was I wrong. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. You're an idiot, you know? And
Josh,
I think
like, no way.
It was like, blowing my mind.
I was like, Josh, just wait and watch.
It was blowing my mind. And now if you think about it, like we brought what we got to see to New York.
Yeah.
To California, to Washington, Florida. Guys in Florida are seeing what's going on at Blizzard Bash.
The freaking Japan.
Taiwan. It was late in Taiwan.
You know what I mean?
Japan.
Russia.
Japan, China, Russia, Poland, Brazil, Germany.
You know what I mean?
England.
That would have, in my opinion, that would have never really, as detailed in specialized events, would have never got to that.
I agree.
You know, you get the guys posting their YouTube videos, the glitches here and there, but for them guys over there to be like, holy fuck, we can watch a whole freaking
14
show.
14
hours. We can watch a whole show, and this is awesome, and it's free. Which I think they're kind of like pay-per-views that they can't really get pay-per-views, I don't think, because security purposes probably a lot of other places. Mm-hmm. But they can bring it right up on YouTube.
We certainly can't play the national anthem for security reasons.
But think not only that, but I think it really is starting to open people's eyes, especially out our way, where we used to say, like, if you have plate on a car, it's just cheated. But now all of a sudden, like, look at how in the Northeast, look at fix-it plates all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Now all of a sudden, and I'm not going to say where, but I've seen fix-it plates a couple places. And all of a sudden, fix-it plates were, like in New York, you're a cheater if you throw fix-it plates. All of a sudden, it's like,
a fix-it plate the size of a right side rail. Floor yeah. between no, no, the firewall to the back of yeah. the front seat.
But isn't it evolving our area where guys are saying, like, well, wait, I see out west, they're pulling them down, little fix-it plates, running them again. Well, wait, maybe that isn't so crazy.
Well, here's something, you know? just here's something for a little bit of perspective. How many guys in our area were getting tips personally directly from Troy Tag, Kenny Rosno?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing's cool that this part of the state, this part of the United States has been able to connect with guys clear on the other side of the country and it's elevated their game.
It's like I told
we got Jeremy Gully joining us here on the hotline.
Gully, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, boys?
Hey. Not much.
Right,
hey, congratulations on the 100, man.
Hey, thanks,
thank
man.
You.
All of you have done a good job, except for, you know, Josh. He's kind of just there.
Yep.
I was, you know, I showed up late, but I was going to bring up a burlap bag so we could put it over your head and just beat on you all night. I guess we didn't have to. Everybody else is going.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
But you're talking about, you know, where things were versus, whoa, sorry about that. Let me make sure we don't make everybody at home throw up. We had a camera go down over there, and I don't know. I hate that freaking camera over there. I hate that one. I don't like it. I've never liked it. It's the freaking devil. But we were talking
FedEx.
About, what now?
Send it through FedEx.
Yeah. It's a way to fix it. It's not on my camera, so I'm not going to worry too much about it. Look, we're fortunate to have what we have. Finger Lakes One's really helped us out a lot. And, you know, mm-hmm. on the topic of helping things out, and we do try to do a lot to bring the community together and make it smaller and make it, you know, more, I don't know, just more, put more of it out there from what we've been able to generate and collect in terms of some donations and making this thing possible. Crash Course is pleased to announce the Crash Course Winter Bash, February the 20th, 2016, at the Holiday Inn in Waterloo. We're going to be having our own winter get together for everybody. This is something that we've talked about four or five times now in our travels
really?
And about how
I was going to say I just heard about this.
You're going to pop this fucking shit on top of I'm sitting here scratching my head. Man, what's winter smash? That sounds pretty cool. What's this, another Minnesota shit?
No. Nope.
Oh, no.
It's the week after, actually.
It's on Waterloo.
Backyard.
Yeah,
nice.
Okay.
It's something. In the winter and when it's off season and having a few drinks and selling parts or seeing stuff. I mean, I know my wife hates Derby, but loves going to these events. She'll talk about going for the next 2 months.
Okay, Chris, sorry I interrupted.
Have you explained to the Waterloo Holiday Inn what's going to happen to their parking lot?
Yes. I told them. I said, now you have to understand what's going to occur. That's one of the reasons why we picked the 20th, because another date we were looking at, there was a wedding scheduled that day.
What difference does it make? The landfill's right down the street.
But we've got,
you know,
tickets already on sale. You can go on shop.smashedempire.com. What's that?
Can I buy one of those?
You definitely can. All right, absolutely.
Now, is Josh going to be signing autographs there as he
yes,
did at the
pre-? From 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, that's pre-established.
That's it's already been set up.
And I'll be signing sweatshirts and shirts. Absolutely. Thank you, Brian.
We also have a tattoo person there if anybody wants.
Yeah, I'll tattoo my name.
That would be awesome.
If Josh signs your shoulder, your back, your side, whatever, then you can go to the tattoo artist. They'll go ahead and just tattoo that on there permanently. Right there for you.
Hey, Gully, you probably have to pass my place on the way up. I think we're going to have to look into a party party van or
well,
party bus.
Well, I think I got to leave on like the 19th if it's going to be in Waterloo.
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that. We work for the Holiday Inn. They have a special room rate of only $89, and that is applied to Friday nights overnights and Saturday nights overnights.
Nice.
So we're going to have an informal get together Friday night. It's during spring. It's during February break for everybody up here. We're close to the outlet mall. We're close to Walmart. All the stuff. So if anybody wants to come in Friday early, we're going to have a short get together. More details are going to be coming out on that.
Short get together. Right.
When does
the sun come up in Waterloo?
Well, it's got to come over the hill.
So. It's got to come over Mount Trashmore.
Yeah.
but yeah, I figured $89 a night wasn't too bad. They're certainly doing everything they can to.
Now you said that the sleep in your living room was only going to be $70 a night, right?
It's going to be $110 now because there's a lot of people that want it. So you can either stay at the Holiday Inn for $89, or you can stay at my house for $110. It's your choice. Micro Hotel is right across the street. Yep. There's a Hampton up the street if you like ritzier stuff. So hopefully Pete Hansen, he'll be able to make it.
Josh, we will ask your phone number, your room number by chance throughout the night. Do not answer.
Don't give it to him.
Give a random number out. Trust me.
You know what's going to be?
You are absolutely right.
Do not give Buell your
You know what's going to be rough about this night is that my normal DD for going to the party in Owego lives in Waterloo, so I'm gonna have to like tip him extra to drive me back out home
Sunday. He can take you home Sunday. Just stay there. You'll find someplace to stay.
So I have to stay in Waterloo, but on the one that's farther away, I come home. That's crazy.
That's your decision. Your decision, my friend.
Awesome.
Gully, how's everything been for you? I know things have been a little bit rocky.
It's been, just one day at a time, man.
For sure.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Actually, I wasn't trying to peel a scab off a wound. I was more asking about the promotion ship. I mean, things have been going really well with GDS, and you've had all sorts of people asking you to come and do the shows.
Again, one day at a time.
Come on, Gully. Come on.
I am going to take my helmet off a little bit this year and try to promote some shows. I have I've got three meetings scheduled here in the next 2 months with a couple different fair boards. My biggest fear is that I'm going to be too pro driver for the fair boards to like me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a true statement.
I'm going to go into it open minded and see what I can come up with. I think that bringing a good driver friendly promoter to New York and Pennsylvania is going to be something that I can give back to the community.
It's what the area is begging for.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's needed. Gully, don't think that at all because you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. We talked before. I mean, you got a good head on your shoulders. You got the right mindset. And them guys, you either step up to the plate or you're not. The fair boards, you're going to step up to the plate or they're not going to have shit.
They're not.
They're going to either step up or they're going to get run over by the those white kings of old school. That set the bar so high in New York. There's so many guys that you know, like that show and that were so happy with it. It's really going to, it's going to set the tone, I think, for the next couple years anyways. And fair boards are going to have to understand that, Brookfield had 160 cars, mm-hmm. and it was great and wonderful. But that show has carried that many cars for years and years and years.
Right.
You know, there's a couple other shows that have been, steadily dwindling down over the past 3 or 4 years from out in western New York to northern Pennsylvania to central New York. I mean, it's just it's time for somebody to step up. And I guess we're going to try that.
I know,
see
Jake,
how that works out.
You're right.
Jake, you've had a ton of thoughts on that. I mean, we've talked a bunch of times quite candidly about that ebb and flow that Jeremy just referenced.
Yeah, and I kind of got spoiled, be honest with you, hanging out with you guys and going to a couple cool shows because the stuff that I grew up with and I thought, was derbying and was normal isn't. It is not normal.
Yes, exactly. No.
You know, it was almost like, and you hate to reference stuff, but it's almost like if you got beat as a kid, you thought it was normal to go beat your kid, and you didn't realize
it
wasn't normal.
Right.
When I go out to all these other shows and see how drivers are treated and see how shows are run and how tech is run and how the promoters talk to people and go out for sponsors, and then I come back here, now I'm spoiled. Now there's like only a couple shows that I'm really interested in running locally because of that atmosphere. And I think once other drivers and once other people see, that get out of the valleys and get out of the hill, so to speak, and run a good show like this or a well-run show – you're going to see a lot of other shows. There's going to be, I think, big changes over the next couple
you guys,
of years.
I mean, you guys, I'm glad you guys, you went out, Jake, and other guys went out, and everybody, other people went out and see it, because that's my frustration. And it's just, you have to keep going forward. You have to keep moving and progressing. You can't progress and then retract and not succeed.
Well, so, like Jake says,
so like Jake said, and like Jeremy's trying to do, 100%. I take it. I mean, take it and roll.
I agree.
Actually, I kind of like what Jake said about taking that same mindset that Josh has. He's gonna, you know, Jake's slowing down and being more selective in the shows that he's running. Josh is gonna be doing the same thing. He's only running shows where people build him cars.
Kind of. I'm almost to that point. You know? No. You
just
know what?
Start bringing them up. Just start bringing them up, and I'll build as many as you want.
Yeah, I like that.
Just to throw, I'm not sure what show yet, but next year I definitely want. I want some promoter to step up and bring back the Powder Puff, because
I
know
so many people say that to me.
Yep.
There's so many women
really lacking. The diversity with drivers, and I know there's a lot of women that want to run just run with women, and there's some that want to run with the men and don't really care. But either way, I'm going to put aside maybe not some of the best cars, but or the best cars in my fleet, so to speak, or in a stable. But I want to throw together a few cars next year, and donate them for a woman driver. So if you are a woman driver and you want to run hard, get a hold of me. And some show locally. Next year, I want to get together a couple cars, and somebody's going to have a Powder Puff Heat, and we're going to get it back together.
I have a bunch of people.
So you still have time between now and next year to get one of those cars. You just got to make some important life decisions.
Absolutely.
Important life decisions.
He's absolutely right. It's about, like, trying to grow it, because it actually started dying. We had fireman derbies and all these different kind of heats, and that I can't tell you how many people after Kings of Old School said to me, like, man, if you just had a heat of women, and then let the women go to whoever the winner would go to the feature. And all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, why not? The women could run together if you want to go feature, cool. And if you don't, but they would.
Because there's some. But the crowd. Some freaking hard hitting women drivers
out
there.
Absolutely.
They would turn the spectrum.
The crowd loves watching Powder Puffs. They always have, you know. But like Jake was saying, like.
Tiffany Hahn, Cindy Regibald.
There's tons.
Serena Brand.
Who ran Blizzard Bash last year?
Jenny
Molman. Yep.
Even Carly.
Yeah, Carly Ort.
But you know, it felt like out our way, like getting screwed by promoters, promoters not caring, letting things through, saying, screw it, just a derby, go home. That almost was the norm.
Yeah.
And I was getting so burnt out, because the year before before we did the show, I run almost 20 shows the year before. I was so pissed at every goddamn promoter. I'm like, they all suck. And all of a sudden,
remember Reg Bono saying they ran 30 shows a year?
Yeah, that was crazy to me.
How about Mad Mike? Mad Mike said they did 29 this year.
Dude, Mike's a machine.
That is insane. I'm sorry. Back to your thought.
You're absolutely right. But then, like, when I seen it out there, and guys like happy with their promoters, and guys like not feeling cheated and fucked all the time, I said, God, I want to bring this back. And that's what King's Old School was. Brett and I were talking one day, and he's like, I am so sick of getting burnt by these promoters. They all suck. And I said, you know what? I feel the same way. And he goes, let's start derbying. Let's start a derby. And really, that's how King's Old School was. Just we wanted to show that it can be done. That, like, actually some of the promoters around here are just straight up being lazy. And I'll say that. I don't even care if they get mad. They're all mad at me anyway. Yeah, they're just straight up lazy. Well, it's not fair to the rest of us. We got our heart and souls into them cars.
Christy King just told me she's going to start working on hero cards for you for the autograph session February. February the 20th, 2016 again. That's the Crash Course Winter Bash. Now, don't go calling and making reservations. Those reservations aren't going to be active until the pricing updates overnight. So somebody just messaged me and said that the pricing didn't match what I said. They already went and
made it. That's awesome.
You don't reach anybody, Chris. No one listens.
Nobody reacts to that guest. No.
I figure after the show, it's only a few minutes away. I was going to go right over and get locked in.
There's only the thing is there's only about
sold out.
There's only going to be 300 tickets available. Wait a minute,
February 20th, isn't that? Are we?
February the 13th is when we are at Minnesota, and then we have the week off from school, which lets us fine-tune everything. February the 20th is the date that was available for us to do.
I don't go to school.
Without sitting on top of a wedding, and I told the holiday.
I was just wondering just for like our – I was just trying to remember our schedule last year and when we were
– I don't remember.
Going where.
Anyway, February the 20th, we're going to be right here.
We're going to be at Waterloo.
Well, Waterloo, yes. Jeremy, man, I appreciate you calling in. We got Scott Brown's trying to call in from Utah. He had a couple thoughts that he wanted to share. I don't mean to chase you off, but, you know,
That's
best
right,
wishes.
Buddy, you guys have fun, and good luck on the next 100.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks a ton, man. Right, appreciate it.
Take care, boys.
There goes Jeremy. Scott Brown, I know you're trying to get in here. Scott,
Can I say something while you're doing that?
Please? Go ahead.
About Jeremy Gulley. Go ahead, Chris.
Scott, no. I ran them all at one time to get them done and out of the way, so if we go over, we can go over a little bit without any pressure. But Scott Brown's listening.
But I don't want to say it like with Gulley there because I don't want to put him like under anything. But everyone doing stuff for Gulley has been just fucking unbelievable. Like at Kings of Old School, we raised almost like $8,500.
That's awesome.
They raised like another $2,000 or something.
I think it was more. The amount of money that all of us are, as a community, doing for this family is like so awesome, okay? But also,
it's making me feel bad because we are not drawing nearly thousands.
Well, I thought it was like unbelievable. Like it was, there weren't a million people in the stands, and the amount of money that was given and donated was just awesome. It was just people giving and giving and giving, you know, nonstop. And I think it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. But also for people,
Scott,
to hear this,
call the studio line. I can't do it on my phone.
The reason people help Gulley is because he's a good person. Yeah. He always is there for other people. And think of every donation, raffle, person that got hurt, person's house burnt down. Gulley was right on top and center.
Oh yeah.
And let me just say this out loud because I want to. If you're not a person that gives and helps people when they need you, someday you're going to need it. Yeah. And someday people might not be there for you. And I hate being a jerk that says something like that, but like, you want to help people like this that help you because someday you're going to need it, trust me. And look at Gulley. He's been giving for years, and it's our turn to help him back. And it's so awesome that we all helped him.
Any donations that are brought in tonight using that Crash Course donation link are going back to the Gulley family. We've
Max
also
your
got
credit
the
cards out. Just put them on there.
We've also got
Max them out. It's for the Gulleys.
We've also got the T. Martin shirts that are available on there for pre-order. That order is being sent in this weekend, and then we'll start the second round. That's going to be something that goes for a little while. I know Jeremy wanted to buy some. He said, I want to make a shirt that we can sell off as a fundraiser, and I told him, look, let me try this thing first and see how far we get. And so those shirts are out there as well. Donations to T. Martin. It's shop.smashedempire.com, products, Crash Course donation. All with hyphens. Scott Brown from out in Utah, the Buffalo transplant, joining us here. Hey, man, how are you?
Not bad. How's it going, Chris? I wanted to call in and congratulate you guys on the 100th show.
Well, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. I know you you transplanted out there to Utah. Got a chance to take in some of the action that we've talked about out there in that neck of the woods after getting together and running, helping coordinate that Buffalo Stampede team show here at Hamburg at the Erie County Fair there last year.
Yeah, unfortunately I didn't. You know, I kind of seen it coming. It was going to be taken out of my hands, but, you know, it is what it is. And who knows, maybe some better things might come out this way, you know.
Scott, how many Chrysler wagons you got stockpiled out there for me?
What was that, Chris?
That was Josh.
Chrysler wagons? How many did you find put behind your house for me to grab?
I couldn't hear Josh. Sorry.
How many Chrysler wagons have you found and stashed behind your house for Josh to come out and buy from you?
I haven't found any Chrysler wagons, but where I'm living, every time I go out the back to go to work, there's a box Caprice just kind of taunting me, saying, "Come smash me."
Nice.
And then just some of the old iron out here is just ridiculous.
It's pretty wild.
Dude, I'm on the Utah site. You buy cars all day for $400. Cordobas are on there for $350. What the hell's happening now? What's going on out there? The bumpers are that much out here.
Yeah.
You know, Buell tags me in all these things from Utah, and it's like, God, stop tagging me in it because I want that. I want that. I want that.
Uh-huh. Just got an update from out in Scott's.
If I had the money, I'd love it.
Just had an update coming out from the Lake Erie Rumble Show, Scott's former hometown region in Dunkirk, New York. Hank Pensek's daughter, AJ, was out in one of the wagons that Hank builds, and we know how Hank builds. And it was his old wagon that he had from last year, and I guess she was cleaning everybody's clock. She was driving just like Hank was, just nice. Blasting nice. People. So she's not bashful on the skinny pedal. That news coming in from Bob Wodzinski. We didn't get full results. Quite like I was hoping to have from that place, but I heard the show was outstanding again. And when that was
Dowd one,
no, Dowd went to Belfast.
He went to Belfast. Yeah. Yep. Sorry. Forgot about that. That's right. Belfast was this weekend too. And then Dave Musto ended up winning the cleanup show at the Brockton Fairgrounds with Woodboogers, defending his Northeast Championship win, where he took home 10 grand.
Dowd run 0-3 again, and
you're in 0-3.
God damn it, fucking thing!
Tore up two rear ends. He said.
Did he put the newest guard in it?
Cordova. You should have seen the Cordova.
Yeah, the newest guard's in one of the new cars.
Joker came out here. for the team show.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it was Butch Johnson and one of the other guys had a couple really nice Cordovas. Joker's clamshell wagon. Fortunately, he had a little tough luck. I mean, in the heat, it was too dry and dust everywhere, and a couple guys just got him and shoved him to the wall. It's amazing from what I'm used to back in Hamburg, New York, to what I'm seeing out here. Oh, my God. I want to get in a car so bad.
I believe it.
They're nuts out there. I mean, nah, when you're shifting across
the track. You guys were talking about the powder puffs, which they've been talking about a few around this area. Something to consider, too, is if the powder puff doesn't take off, because they've been doing these passenger derbies.
Yeah, we're doing them.
Where the woman's the driver, she works the steering and the brake.
No.
And
no, thank you.
The male is the passenger, and he works the throttle.
No way.
No.
That's like a blindfold derby.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I wouldn't do a blindfold.
I'm not a fan.
Talk about
that.
Whiplash, man. Holy cow. No, I'll pass.
We have a tough enough time in New York getting insurance for shows. So they start hearing that shit, they're like, no.
Very true.
So just go without insurance. What's the worst that can happen?
Hey. Well, you lose your life. You lose everything you've worked for 30 years.
It's fine.
Do it like they did it 5 years ago.
That's good.
Yeah. Take
like half of what I don't own.
Yeah. Hey. I don't own anything. That's a good point.
That's
so true.
We're all derbyers. There ain't no lie.
Take seven of those Newports out there. Go ahead. Repo those.
Yeah. Well, Scott, man, appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the continued support out there, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
I'll definitely support you guys. I mean, I tell you, the one thing I regret since being out in Utah that I couldn't get to meet you guys when you went to Jared's show.
Cool.
You never know. We may meet up again in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure we'll cross paths at some point.
I sure hope so. You guys are a bunch of great guys. I'm glad I got to meet you last year firsthand and your wife, and let's see what the future brings.
Sounds good to me, Scott. Thanks for listening.
All right. You guys have a good one.
There goes Scott Brown. He helped us with some parking spaces at the Buffalo Bills game that we went to last year.
Nice.
It was very, very fortunate to have that help, because otherwise it was a zoo.
Rick Clark sends his congratulations for our 100th episode.
Rick's the man.
Rick is. We had a lot of fun with Rick this year.
Yeah, we saw him a lot.
Awesome.
we saw him a lot this year.
He did some traveling.
Todd Height right now is listening on a headset while he's shopping with his girlfriend. He couldn't make it up here. he's listening through his phone. He's another guy that he was a guy who was focused on his area, and man, we took him out of that pool and took him into some of these other places, and you'd have thought we'd have dropped in the middle of the ocean with no life raft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his eyes got big in a hurry at some of those
it was
trips.
So funny because them guys come up and start talking to me, and they're like I knew him, you know. I'm like,
isn't that weird when that happens?
Years ago in Fulton when you ran over the front of my car, literally, and I'm like, well, no, not really, but yeah. And then you started talking about it. I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Now when the Canadians came down,
yeah, that's what Todd said. He goes, you know what, the car you were talking about at Burton or at Utica Rome that you hit and you know junked in two shots. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm pretty sure that was me. And I was like, ooh, sorry about that. He's like, no, it's cool, it's just Urban
King's uncles and everything else like that. And mm-hmm. He just went out. That's when we had to rival with. Robbie was up there, and Godfrey was up there, and
a lot of battles.
Like through all the episodes, all the people that we've talked to, because I was thinking on the way up here, like guys that we haven't talked to, I miss, Bobby Brockway, Bobby Brockway like started it, Mike Brown,
Jimmy Johnson,
Jeremy Gard, we talked to Jeremy quite a bit.
Actually, that brings me to another question here that was sent in that sort of applies to this stuff. Real quick, David Lajouet. Tuning in, and then also more results, Chris Woodworth winning over the weekend in Rochester, New Hampshire. Who did we – got to make sure I word this right the way. Who was someone that we didn't expect to become friends with?
I didn't expect to become friends with any of these guys.
I figured you wouldn't have missed a beat and said Troy Tag.
No, honestly, when we started –
Troy Tag,
I didn't think – This sounds bad, but I didn't think anybody would listen to us.
I agree.
Well, I thought we. I never would have thought I met Bobby Brockway or.
Oh no, that's Toby.
Never,
I mean,
never.
Troy Toby Tagg, Hiley. Toby Hiley.
Yep. I know Toby Hiley listens to things I say, and it's like, why is this guy listening to me?
I mean, Ben, you know? Ben,
good point.
He should be listening.
Great
to
point.
Me.
See, I talked to Troy. When did I talk to him? I talked to him something. I think it was at Bash for Cash or something. I got to talk to him. I said, you know, I said it's finally nice to put a face to a name.
Yep.
Because I said years ago on WeCrash, I was actually messaged you on WeCrash asking you questions about old Fords and everything else. And, you know, just asking different questions. And I never would have thought I would ever talk to Troy Tagg. I would have never thought I ever would have talked to, you know, I seen Toby Hiley before, and Mike Decker and the Gaffins and all that. But to actually go out and shoot the shit, hang out, talk with them, everything.
But then you learn, really good shit. I mean, they love the same shit you do. They love all the same shit you do. So it's like, you know what? As soon as you start talking, you're like, this guy's good shit.
Well, really, what really opened my eyes was when we went to Blizzard Bash.
Blizzard Bash was like...
When we basically sat and hung out...
DMP.
...with all them guys. Yeah.
They on a street corner.
It
was awesome.
When all them guys kind of took us in and just shot shit with us like normal people.
As soon as we got there, Bobby Brockway grabbed us. He pulled the tarp. Remember, he had a tarp.
He
had his car tarp. He opened it to say, what do you guys think? And I remember looking in there like, oh my God, this is NASCAR. Like, what am I looking at?
Well, here's a couple other ones. Luke Johnson.
Yes.
Rick Clark, obviously.
Yeah,
Rick Clark's a big one. And, you know, one of the guys that has really become an absolute 100% true, do whatever he can, call me at any hour of the night, I'll drop what I'm doing friend, Brandon Tyson.
Yep.
You know, I didn't even know who that motherfucker was.
Brandon was great. how about
the Sciopas? We'd all seen Sciopas. their website and everything. Yeah. I mean,
now I have his cell phone number.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, Todd Sciopas messaging me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like jumping up and down.
When Todd says, geez, I wish you would live closer to Pittsburgh, I was like,
yeah, you should have paying you to build cars.
You know,
that brings to another question that was sent in that sort of fit well with that was who did you revert back to just awestruck fan mode when you met them? Coming back to this thing about the friends, Brandon Tyson's actually on the hotline right now. The guy that I never expected to be friends with at all was Jeremy Gard, at all. And this goes back to Spring Explosion when I'm out there by myself with Bobby Brockway in 2013, and followed Bobby around. I had that camera with me the whole time, and I watched Jeremy swap that motor out in the Fushi car, and I met Ryan Durham and all these other cool guys I'd only heard about online. And I did just sit down with Jeremy, and Jeremy could not wait to get out of there. He was so uncomfortable. He was miserable. I said, so after I asked him two or three questions, I said, so it would seem to me that we're done here. He goes, yeah, pretty much. Took the microphone off, handed it back to me, walked away, and never said another word to me. So that was pretty cool. But Brandon's joining us here online. We'll come back around to get some of those fan mode things here before we wrap up. We only got a few minutes left here. Brandon, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Congratulations on 100.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you in a tractor tonight?
You guys have really changed the landscape of Derby for a lot of people. I mean, I've never been able to personally go to Blizzard Bash, and you guys bring it to my tractor every year, and it's great.
Let's make sure that's clear. That's the Topeka Expo Center that does that live stream. We go on and we talk about it, but that's their pay-per-view. We don't have any of our equipment involved with that. We got to give credit where that's due.
But we got the man running the show.
This year, maybe. This year, maybe. We'll have to see what happens. They got their own staff there.
Yes, that's true.
But we were there for Stoneboro. We know how well that went. Kings of Old School, though, here a couple weeks ago, that went off
awesome.
Without a hitch.
Kings of Old School was fantastic.
There's been a lot of places we've gone. And
how about the first Kings of Old School? I think you're over 20,000 views on YouTube now.
25,000. Yeah, at one point that was up about 26, and then I noticed that YouTube updated one of their audits, and it did pull that down with a couple duplicate
26.
IPs.
26,000 people.
So if you go look at it now, it's going to tell you that it's like something around 20,000, like Brian said, because he probably checked it recently, Josh.
No, I was
just on there the other day. It's a 25,000.
I don't think it does.
It was the day before Coos, because I was like, damn, I got to
I checked it at Coos. And
I got to beat this on
bottom line, it's a shit ton of views.
It's a lot of views, yes. Yeah.
Well, hold on. I mean, when you go to a county fair, if you get 3,500, you're lucky. How many goddamn county fairs you got to run to get the exposure of 20,000 people?
Exactly.
20,000 people watching
just
you.
Just to touch on that for a second, running the Kings Old School, the second show, the team show.
Yeah, it's 20,329 right now. It's been updated. There was an audit.
Probably one of the coolest things that's happened to me lately is I got out of the car from the Concy. And we were kind of just hanging out. Before I got towed back to my trailer, I pulled out my cell phone, and there was two or three people on there from literally 1,000 miles away. hey, great run.
Yes.
Yeah.
From
yes.
this, I haven't even got back to my yes. truck yet.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool is that?
Look,
I mean,
it's
I was
a
just
great
like,
feeling.
That's. I mean, that's
it's a
awesome.
Great feeling.
When we yeah. went on them big road trips, when we drove out, when we were driving out, mm-hmm. these guys would be busting balls all the way back. Yeah, gee, their phones are bing, 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 bing. They're getting like hundreds of friend requests, and I look at my phone and it's blank. And I'm like,
I love you, man.
It's like,
because Ben.
It's like, wait, it's because you don't like get behind a camera. I'm like, well, that's a positive part of that. You, but, you know, it, but yeah, that's. It gets the connections and people. The front of social media is just huge, and
well,
it's just.
Who? Let's be honest. Like, I have 5,000. You know, it's stupid. It's stupid if 5,000 people want to be
who
my friend.
Who would ever thought that Facebook would have shut you off at a regular page it's because you got too many friend requests? You know.
Oh, you know it's.
Well,
it's
how
funny,
is Josh's fan page coming, Chris?
No,
actually,
you know,
that
well,
got
we
shut off.
Have to do it. No, it's got to be done. I have reasons now. We have to start a fan page.
All
right. Right now I have like
perfect.
Literally 200 ones that I have to like accept or not. It's yeah. just pages yeah. of them. I'm sorry, everyone. You're not going to be my friend. So Chris. But I'll tell you what, if someone pisses me off, like I'm right there like delete. As soon as I see a stupid ass post, gone. I don't need you. Bam. I got people in line.
That's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Josh Decker. So I mean, was there anybody that you went back into being just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to this guy. Through the course of the last 2 years?
No.
Josh has that experience every morning. Right after he's done shaving, he looks in the mirror and he goes,
I actually had a
I'm talking to a winner.
Nah, you know, I
He doesn't have to shave every day. Let's verify that. He doesn't shave every day. I don't
talk. Once a week, actually. I'm just starting puberty.
You didn't get that Italian part.
No, just the nose. Like, there's so many guys that, not that we were awestruck about, but, like, you have the certain amount of respect for them.
Yes.
Like, Mike Brown was one of them. When Mike Brown, the first Blizzard Bash, sat next to me, and I don't even remember what he was saying. He was saying something about 500 horsepower and shifting into third. It's like, I remember sitting next to him like, this dude's badass. I was just, I didn't say nothing, but
yeah,
this guy's nasty, you know? And he was one that, like, I really... I guess maybe because people that drive hard at that level, like, was even more shocking to me because especially after I drove one, that shit hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who you are. You've got balls when you're Mike Brown full tracking and not even lifting.
Not only
I mean,
did you drive one, but you were lit on fire in one.
I didn't like it. I like that. I burnt all the hair off my legs. But, hey, you know, I jumped through a fire. It was fun.
Both
Bird
fire.
Island.
Both hairs gone.
I couldn't get the seatbelt off.
I figured you'd kind of ask a question like this, so I've been kind of thinking about it. And I don't think – I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to sound like a name dropper. But the thing that has been the strangest to me is that – I don't know how this is going to sound. The thing that's the strangest to me is that the biggest names in Derby know who I am.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
I'm just like – I mean, I've had people that
– when people just walk up and say hello like you've been friends for 20 years,
yeah,
you have
me.
No
and,
idea.
And like, you know, I've had people that – big names text me, hey, what's going on? And man, I haven't seen you in the show lately. What's up? And
dude, that cracks me up. Like, it's really cool
yeah.
to have.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
yeah.
You
I
know
mean,
what?
What fucks with my head is guys coming and ask me, well, what do you think about this? What
oh yeah,
you do
definitely.
About this?
Well,
and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute. You know,
I'm this
little guy out in New York State,
New York, yeah.
like out west.
Excuse
and you're
me,
asking
you
me
sat
about
on,
shit.
You stood under.
I stood next to Derby Jesus.
You stood at some of the best inspection lines.
Oh,
think
yeah,
about inspection
yeah.
lines. You've seen more
yeah.
shit than probably 90% of the inspectors
yeah.
in the country.
But
oh, yeah.
I loved it. Moment-wise, my greatest moment mm-hmm. was last year, elevator conducting at the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
And basically just shooting the shit.
With everybody.
With Mike Brown, yep. with CJ Barnes. I was, like, in a perfect spot. I'm like, they're chasing us, everybody floor to floor. I'm like, I'm running the elevator. Here comes CJ Barnes. Hey, CJ,
Chris,
how are you going?
Hold on.
Your elevator story.
Oh, they...
That's
the
your
best.
Best
and I'm talking. That was meeting people. My actually best Derby moment was one of
Todd's
hands gone. Down. New Alex being on the same track with Mark Sciopa, which I years ago back in Carlton, Ohio, went and watched run.
Mm-hmm.
Watched Mark and Steve run, and Mark watched all them guys run. I was like,
yep.
man, them guys are fucking awesome.
And now you're slugging
next,
it
next
out
thing
with
you know,
them.
Todd's saying, jump my car and run it. And
dude,
like,
that was so.
Yeah, that's cool. And then Mark's sitting there. We're shooting shit a half hour before the Derby, you know, talking old school and everything else and about stuff. And we're out there, high-fiving and knuckling out at the end of the Derby, and I'm like,
they are great people.
How can you get better than that? People. You know, and it's just a great
They made both
guys.
Our night that night. Dude, I had such a great time that night. Yeah. You know?
But hold on. Before we go any farther, you've asked the questions. How about some answers from you?
Oh, no, I was just enjoying the conversation.
I know, but I mean, you haven't answered any questions. I mean, what?
Is the guy that, well, fine.
We're going to turn the tables. is the guy that was behind all this, which you can't deny, no matter how modest you are, you can't deny you're behind all this success.
Yes.
What has been the highlight of you for you the last 2 years?
Oh man, probably the most indelible memory would be the ditch rape porn experience.
Yes.
That's kind of
that wasn't the answer I was hoping for.
That was right on there.
That was one of the most messed up nights I've ever been through. I'm still not sure if it was real.
You thought that was bad. You should have been sharing the room with Josh Gould that night. Oh my God, the noise that kid makes.
Oh yeah. That's when he instantly became famous. About 5 seconds. You know?
Actually, yeah, I look forward to seeing Brandon Solan, right?
Brandon's here, yeah.
Seeing him here in a couple months.
No, you're not going to see him in a couple months. As a matter of fact, Brandon Tyson is going to be celebrating New Year's Eve in New York State. He's going to be out here from the 30th of December through the 3rd of January.
Nice.
He and his wife.
Yeah, it's freaking nuts. You know, I've never been to New York in my life, and I got the opportunity to come out and help with the Kings of Old School broadcast because everybody else is so busy during the show, and liked it so much. It's so much fun. Thanks for Jake for putting me in a car. I mean, that was crazy. But we liked it so much. My wife and I came back out just for a trip and just love it out there. Can't wait to go back.
Nice.
I hear the elevator pinging outside, which tells me that
Finger Lakes
Golfer is about ready to storm the castle, and we're going to have to get out of here. Brandon, man, thanks for calling in. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Yep, thanks a lot, guys. Congratulations again.
Thanks, man. There goes Brandon Tyson. So last call, again, donate to Team Martin. Those proceeds are going to go to the Gully family. Their boy recently diagnosed with Sanfilippo's, and that's pretty heavy stuff, so we're trying to raise some stuff, raise some funds for those guys. Those treatments are pretty severe. So you're asking me about the crazy moments, and you know, didn't know that we would become friends with Wade at DerbyParts.com has got to be way up there. I mean, he's done a lot to help me with the video stuff and with the apparel stuff. So that gotta recognize that exchange. Sam Williams probably with Blizzard Bash was pretty cool. The fact that I can call Tim Clark anytime and have a candid conversation with him, that was pretty wild. From Bash for Cash and Smash at Derbies.
Those guys are
Troy Tag, guys. Chris Lancaster and Jill Lancaster. Yep. There's a couple of them that stand out pretty hard. Bobby Brockway, I mean, he's virtually family, man.
There's so many people that just like.
But the one, the one that I didn't expect that caught me totally out of left field was a phone number I didn't recognize came in. I don't know where it's calling from, and I answered it with David Gard. Nice. That was like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like Dave Gard. He's always like giving you like. You know, he always
follow the advice.
Dude, I love listening to him sometimes because he says something and you're like, yeah, you're right.
He theorizes everything. Yeah.
You know, he's like Socrates of Derby.
Yeah, yeah. Like that guy.
Yeah. The wagon train's leaving, let the dogs keep barking, right?
You know what was really cool, too, was last year when we were standing in Blizzard Bash and we're standing there in inspection and Team Guard comes through. And we're standing there and I have never talked to Bobby Whitaker in my life. I knew that you had talked a couple times, and he didn't seem like he was too interested in being on the show. And we're standing there talking amongst the guys, and Bobby was there, and I think Jeremy was standing there. And I don't know where Bobby Whitaker says something about, yeah, and those guys, I want you to be on that show with them. And I kind of looked up and looked over at him. He was standing there with a big smile on his face, and I was like, that's awesome, man. So I went over, and I talked to him for, I don't know, most of the inspection. I stood there talking with Bobby Whitaker, and then same thing at Bash for Cash. He walked up and said something about the show again, and we then laughed, and we stood there and talked. I thought that was pretty cool. You know what I mean?
It seems like the community accepted us pretty well because, you know, you could see, like, some of those guys could be dicks to us. You know, like, who the hell are you guys? And they weren't. Like, Whitaker's prime example. He doesn't – that guy knows what he's doing. He doesn't care about anything we're doing, but just the fact that he accepts you and is like – and he let us – if you remember Arkansas, Ben? He was letting us look under his car and then he's explaining stuff. And I'm like, this guy's explaining stuff.
I mean, that's another you know, how about that for a surreal instance where we took it – you know, we went to Sturgis, Kentucky, And we ended up teaming up and band-aiding some stuff together and making everything work for everybody when we were working with Derby Tees. And we turned around, we go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we were on there with Jimmy Johnson. How do we not mention Jimmy Johnson until right now? Jimmy. That's the thing that I was most nervous about this show, to be honest. And I know it's we are running out of time, but
don't want to leave anybody out.
I knew there was a bunch of names that were going to get thrown around, and somebody was going to get forgotten. And honestly, it is not anything personal. It's we cannot even begin to say thank you so much for the support and the reception that this show's got. And the way that it has built up from just kind of talking about, you know, what was going on in the Finger Lakes Demolition Derby world, and then to it exploding virtually overnight to including everything that was going on coast to coast in Canada and things like that. And I think there's one thing that we haven't touched on that we're all really proud of is that we introduced Rick Engelhart to a whole bunch of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's something I think that we probably – as a collective, and I know I take a lot of pride in that, is that we introduced him to so many people, and
that's one of our highest rated shows. That's had one. That was one of the most views.
Yeah, that was the Mike Brown, Rick Engelhart, yeah. Imperial
debate.
Imperial 3.
Debate.
Rick, I remember me and Rick talking about the next time that we came up here, and Rick loved. Being
remember when
on
he brought the part?
So much.
Yeah. He was so excited. He brought the part.
Yeah, I brought the servo.
I gotta show the servo. The whole drive up. I gotta show the servo.
In Sam Bondal, that's what took him out. Yep. The King's old school. And afterwards, he goes, what? I says, dude, didn't you watch the episode? He goes, is that thing Rick was talking about? I'm like, yeah, it's a super servo.
Oh,
reverse
Bando.
Super. I said, Bando, your training guy has to know about this. He goes, well, I know he doesn't put one of them in there. I'm like, well, there's your problem. I said, Jesus.
One thing that Rick has said to me, and actually Jackie reiterated to me one time, is one of Rick's biggest things was Rick wanted to change Demolition Derby.
Yeah.
And always be remembered in Demolition Derby. And I remember that. It, like, echoes, because sometimes when I say Rick stuff or I take a picture or something reminds me, I almost feel, like, compelled to show it. And there's days I'll put a picture of Rick up because Rick always used to message me and say, Decker, put this on the United States page. Put this over here. Put this over here. He wanted people to see his stuff. And the fact that it's been a little while since he's gone and we're still doing it, I know it would make that SOB happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And if I die, do the same for me. There ain't going to be much. It'll be the same three pictures, but just put them up.
Yep, they'll all be cars sitting on blocks.
Yeah, just put
them up. It'll be a thesaurus of square words for me.
All right. No. Hey, I think we could probably go all night, man. I'm nervous. I know we're like literally seconds away from Jim poking his head through the door saying, enough.
Yeah.
Get out of here. No one cares. Get out of here.
I got to say this.
Okay.
So I think a lot of it's a success that we brought everything and everybody, like you said, everybody accepted us with open arms.
I'm just glad
else.
That Josh lets me be part of his show.
In all seriousness, because I think everybody in their heads, in their minds, in the Derby world, had kind of the same thought process. You know, what if, what if, what if,
oh,
what
definitely.
If. And then it's like, holy shit, these guys kind of, you know, they're thinking the same stuff. You know, they want to try to make this come together. They want to get everybody together and get everything going. And because people think of crazy shit every day and they don't want to admit it. You know, I think crazy shit all the time, but
true statement.
But you know what I mean?
We're true Derby guys, and I think that's the connection.
And that helps. Yes.
Yeah,
we're not a bunch of posers.
I got stitches to prove it.
You know,
yes, you do.
Not posers. You know, we're not.
No, we've done it. And all of us do something else. Like, to be honest, I love how like you're kind of like the hard ass, the inspector. I love when you swear. You know, Brian's more like the guy that shows up once in a while. You know, and then Chris is like in charge of everything. You know, and then I'm comic relief. You know, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Yeah, it's funny. And you know what? Like, we've had a bunch of people on that have helped us. Like, Jake is really, and let's be honest, there's been days where we just could not do it as a group, and Jake jumped in. And it's been good.
Yep.
I mean, it's been cool that
Jake's
somebody
helped Donnie Hartzell and Austin Hartzell. Andy Lee's run cameras for us live. Mm-hmm.
And
Christy
Todd
King
Hite.
Jumped in. Todd Hite, can't miss him.
I think it's cool when people do that. You know, it's like, I know our knit is like, we feel weird about our knit because we've been together so long. But then when people come in, it's like, you know what? It's good to hear somebody else. You know, I like listening to Jake, actually. Yeah. You know,
I just want him to stop leaning out of the camera shot. Just once.
there's times I don't want to be on because I don't want to be.
Ben, people want to hear what you're saying.
There's times you don't want to hear what I want to
say. No, that's what that. When you think that, that's exactly what they want to hear.
No.
Last shot. Get on there, anyway. Donate. last shot. Get on there, donate to Team Martin. I know we got a couple more. A couple more of them that just popped in. It looks like we are up over $250. I know it's not $1 million, but I mean, Jeremy, it's better than nothing. We wanted to do something to help you. Also, those Team Martin shirts are available, celebrating episode number 100. I know we got another 100 in us for sure, no question, no doubt. That's going to do it for this edition, and here's to many more. Thanks so much for the continued support, and we'll see you right back here with episode number 101 on FingerLakes1.tv next week.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Laguna Grand Slam, Boat Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone Nationals. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Master. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it. Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.